Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After a federal judge declared President Biden's student debt forgiveness program unlawful, the administration stopped taking applications.
Bloomberg reporter Kayla Gardner with us right now to discuss all this. Kayla, what is the Department of Education doing with the 26 million people who have already applied?
So the good news for those 26 million people is their applications will continue to stay on hold. So they're not going to be thrown out or erased. Their applications will stay in the department system in case anything in the legal sphere changes. But you have to wonder whether these people are feeling quite unsettled at this moment, because they're expecting in just a couple months for their debt to be wiped out, if not completely, but in part. And so many people are now preparing to start making those payments again when student loan payments resume come January.
So to be clear, they stay in the system, but they're just in limbo, right? I mean, nothing is really happening with their debt forgiveness.
Exactly. So yesterday's ruling says basically that this plan is illegal. So it cannot move forward. They cannot continue to accept applications. They cannot actually cancel any debt. But this is something that's been in limbo for quite a while. There was an emergency injunction that was released back in October, which allowed them to keep taking applications, but again, did not allow them to actually cancel anyone's debt. So this question has been looming over this program for quite some time, but this ruling yesterday is actually saying that this isn't illegal.
Well, what, if you might help us here, what's the crux of this ruling by Texas Judge Mark Pittman that it's illegal? And who brought the case?
So this case came from a conservative advocacy group, and it goes by the name of Job Creators Network Foundation, and they have two plaintiffs, one who argues that they should be eligible for the program because their loans are basically privately owned, so they're not held by the federal government, and the other who argues that they should be eligible for more debt, a $10,000 increase, because basically this plan has a separation between people who had a Pell Grant in college, meaning that they had, you know, extreme financial services or situations. And so the other group is eligible for only $10,000. And so the judge basically is siding with them here, saying that this program could potentially cause them economic harm. But this judge was also very pointed in saying that he believes that the president did not have this authority and that he really needed congressional approval to make this action. And that's something that the president himself has admitted before, but has now said that they believe that they do have this authority.
Okay, good analysis, Akayla. Thank you. That's Bloomberg reporter Akayla Gardner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.